It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 3rd, 2014. Today we remember one of America's enduring folk figures from the bygone days of the Old West. On this date in 1883 in Calaveras County in Northern California, the notorious outlaw known as Black Bart robbed a stagecoach for the very last time. Bart is believed to have held up 28 Wells Fargo stagecoaches between 1875 and 1883, eluding law officers for 8 years and stealing thousands of dollars. Black Bart was no ordinary bandit. For one thing, he was much older than the usual highwayman, embarking on his criminal career at the age of 46. By comparison, Jesse James was barely 20 when he started. Bart also defied convention and carried out all of his robberies on foot. In fact, he was said to have been terrified of horses. Although the shotgun he brandished made him a fearsome sight, he never fired it. Attired in a long linen duster and a bowler hat, he was courteous and spoke politely in a clear, resonant voice. "If you please, driver, throw down the box." After two of his robberies, he added to his stylish reputation by leaving behind poetic messages meant to taunt the Wells Fargo management. His real name was Charles Earl Bowles, and he was born in England in 1829. When he was 2 years old, his family came to America and settled in Jefferson County, New York, where his father purchased a farm. Little is known of him until 1849, when he and two of his brothers went west during the gold rush. Failing to strike it rich, he returned home, married, and he and his wife located in Decatur, Illinois. With the outbreak of the Civil War, he enlisted in the Army and did well. He advanced to the rank of first sergeant, fought at Vicksburg, and received a battlefield commission during Sherman's march to the sea. After the war, he returned to Illinois, but he was restless, and in a couple of years he went west again to try prospecting. In a letter to his wife in 1871, he referred to a scrape he'd gotten into with some Wells Fargo men and that he vowed to get back at them someday. His wife seldom heard from him again after that, but Wells Fargo certainly did. A few years later, when his first robbery netted him $160. His last holdup took place in almost exactly the same spot as the first 8 years earlier, but with a far different result. Shot through the hand in the encounter, Bart escaped, but he left behind a handkerchief which bore a laundry mark. Detectives quickly traced it, and he was arrested shortly afterward. He was soon tried, convicted, and sentenced to a 6-year term in San Quentin Prison. Released early for good behavior, he was 59 years old, but he appeared to be much older. His eyesight was failing, he was partially deaf, and although Wells Fargo detectives tracked his every move, the one-time hero of dime novels which romanticized his criminal escapades had the last laugh. On February 28, 1888, he walked out of his hotel in Tulare County, California, and vanished. The old outlaw had made the ultimate getaway. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 3rd, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.